Welcome back to the Mole Hole on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
And we are back to the Mole Hole, populated this morning by myself, Dan Kurtz, sitting over there in his Saluki gear. I forgot to make mention of that earlier. Jeff Herman, a proud, can I call you a proud graduate of Southern Illinois?
You can.
Proud graduate of Southern Illinois. And we were talking fish fries a little bit. We're talking about some good men in our lives who have passed. And, you know, it's time to get fired up, Jeff Herman.
I'm ready.
This right here, I'm going to sit back. I'm just going to listen. I'm just going to drink it in. I'm going to let it osmosis. It's going to be osmosis. That's what it's, I'm just going to let them hear it. But the first thing I have, first question to get our guest who's on the phone lines, Ben Newman, are you there?
I am here. And before we get started, first off, you cannot just sit back and listen. I have never accomplished anything in my life that was great by myself. This is a team effort. Let's go.
My opening question to you is, have you opened up the pool yet? Herman and I have been, between the two of us, we have been eating since the last time we spoke, and we're ready to display some water out of that backyard pool of yours.
Well, then then you don't want to hear about what I've done already this morning if all you've been doing is eating, because it's been a long time since this call and our last one. But the pool is still closed. But you know, I'll tell you, the way this weather's going, I think it's going to open a little bit sooner than last year, although I think we're getting snow tomorrow.
Yeah, what's up with that? That is something. So, Ben, where have you been? What have you been up to? Tell us what's going on.
Well, first off, I'll tell you, you know, you always, even it's one of my memories, you always wanted to make these segments about me, but these are not about me. These are about other people. We have had a crazy calendar. I will answer questions or, you know, certain things about athletes or businesses. But first, I just want to say a common thing I am hearing from all of our travels, really it's all over the world now consistently, is that people are saying, gosh, my year just isn't getting started the way that I wanted it to. And when they say it, it has this energy behind it as if the year's over. And I can't help but think to myself, it's like the beginning of March. We're not even through the first quarter. And for each and every single one of you listening, a calendar year is like a prize fight. It is 12 rounds. You are just getting started. If you're down two rounds on those cards, it does not matter. What matters is your ability to stay focused on what you can control, stay focused on your hard work every single day, because if you take your eye off of that hard work, that's when you get hit with a jab. That's when you get hit with a cross that's going to put you to sleep. But if you stay awake, you stay focused, you stay working, you stay strong, incredible things can happen. We're way too early in this fight for people to have that sense that it's just not getting going the way they wanted it to.
And something somebody that embodies what you were just saying there. I think he had a prize fight just 2 weeks ago. Your buddy, your friend Tyron Woodley.
Yeah, you know, Tyron is one of those individuals. For those of you, I would certainly hope everybody on this call knows who Tyron Woodley is, and not because of the fact that he's the UFC welterweight champion of the world, but because he is a St. Louis guy. Because he grew up in Ferguson, and it's not about, you know, a big shiny gold belt for him. It's about giving back. And, you know, when St. Louis has had its troubles, he's done over 70 speaking engagements in St. Louis. So to have the blessing of having a great friend like Tyron in my life, to see him continuing to write his story, to see him retain that belt against Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, it was awesome. I'm so proud of him, and I'll always be in his corner.
I'm going to tell you, a friend of mine is the athletic director at McClure High School, Chad Kish, and he just says that Tyron is always willing to do anything they ask him to do and is more than happy to help out at the high school when needed.
That's sort of, yeah, go ahead.
That's the way he is. He's a giver.
So a lot of times, Ben, recently I've been able to get to know your high school basketball coach a little bit better. Is it Todd Basler? Is that who it was?
So, but yes, Basler did coach me for 3 years, and what an incredible man he is.
So I've gotten to know him a little bit better recently, just through some PA work I've been doing, and he has some very fond things to say about you and about what you were about as a basketball player and as what you are today. So I just wanted to pass that along to you, that the folks out there speaking highly of Ben Newman.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, but once again, it goes back to that comment where we started, which is you don't accomplish great things by yourself. And you know, I think back to, you know, a positive mental attitude that I have, the way that I think, my love for quotes, my love for motivation. And I'll tell you, I learned that from my mother, as many of you know, at a very young age, watching her battle amyloidosis, watching her have a journal that was a testament to her positive mental attitude. But then I was blessed to have Coach Basler and Coach Johnson, who's now the principal at Brentwood High School, in my life. And those two men meant so much to me, to my mindset, to motivation. They helped me get started on this journey. They are a character in books that I write. So the character is Todd Edwards, based off of Todd Basler and Edward Johnson. So I think it's important for all of us that we recognize great things are accomplished together. Those guys continue to pick me up off the mat of life, and I love both of them dearly. Great men.
Hey, Ben, I'm really interested, and I'll be honest, I don't know a bunch about this, but do you have some excursion going to an island or something, or... How do I get in on this?
Irwin, you better get those workouts going, baby. Yeah, we have, so many people know we had a tour that started last year, and, you know, the tour included an event here in St. Louis with Aeneas Williams and Ray Lewis, and, you know, we had the opportunity to share the stage with gold medalist Dan O'Brien, the old decathlete, and lots of athletes that we work with, and it was an incredible tour. Tyron spoke in three different cities, and it culminated in Las Vegas with Tyron Woodley, Jerry Rice, a Navy SEAL from SEAL Team 6, and myself, and so now that's continued this year. So the event that you're alluding to is our big finale this year down in the Dominican Republic, October 15th through the 18th. Tyron will be there. Donovan Darius, who now runs the Legends program for the NFL, 10-year veteran, all-pro, as well as that gold medal decathlete, Dan O'Brien. It's going to be an awesome event.
Hey, how do I get in on that? I want to go.
Well, make sure to shoot me a message offline.
I will do.
And, Ben, shoot me your Twitter handle, your Instagram stuff, your online presence. If folks, it's been a while since we've been able to push it out there for you. So what are your handles?
Yeah, so it's always great to be connected with listeners because, you know, whether it's a quick talk or an opportunity to be with all of you like this, it's so fast, it's so quick. So to stay engaged would be great. It's @ContinuedFight. So that Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Ben Newman Companies on Facebook. Would love to stay connected.
That's Ben Newman. I'm Dan Kurtz. Jeff Herman over to my left. We're firing up Friday. We got a newbie, Matt, here. The board op is drinking in the fire today, learning about his daily disciplines and learning about I love the teamwork approach that you're espousing this morning and that you always espouse, Ben, because it truly is. I have found, you know, I've had a new gig. It's been 16 months since I started this new gig, and I have some of the best teammates. These ladies who help me immensely. They are key, and it's always. And you're right. It's not about, you know, just because I'm the one standing in the courtroom, you know, spewing the law and stuff like that. They're really the ones that are supporting me and doing the heavy lifting and getting me to where I need to be.
And that's really the key, right? I mean, there's three principles of team we found in successful teams. And the first one is passion for the process, and then trust and legacy. And that passion for the process piece is what you just alluded to. It's for you to perform in a courtroom. You have to have a team that you can count on that's going to follow through on everything that happens behind the scenes to give you the confidence that you can do your job in the courtroom. So whether it's a surgeon in a surgery room, there's people who are prepping that surgeon. There's people who are cleaning the tools. There are people who are cleaning the room that surgery is going to take place in. Great things don't happen alone. So if you feel like your year has gotten off a little bit slower than you intended, take a look at the people that are around you. Can you leverage more? Can you trust more? You do not have to do things alone. Makes it a lot harder.
That's Ben Newman. He joins us on the Mohole. Mohole proudly sponsored by the 7th Street Bar and Grill, located at 1530 South 7th Street at the corner of 7th Marion, right across the street from Seward Market. They have lunch every day, great food, happy hour bucket, appetizer specials every day, 4 to 6. They got a free shuttle to Cardinals games once the Cardinals get rolling. So all you got to do is head on down there prior to a Cardinal game, get yourself a bite to eat, and jump on that shuttle, get yourself a free ride over to Busch Stadium. Jeff Herman, do you have a question? You look like you got a question over there.
Well, I want to go back to what Ben was talking about. How hard is it, though, Ben? Self-reflection isn't easy. You know, to be able to judge where you are, if you just think you're having a bad day, sometimes it's hard to self-reflect to figure out why you're having that bad day.
So I'm going to say this. This is no plug for my one-on-one coaching practice, because my one-on-one coaching, I am fully booked. I am not taking on new clients. But I think it's so important. I found for me in my life that accountability to a coach that you can always pay attention to your blind spots is so important. So if you're consistently, in our coaching work, we talk a minimum of twice a month, and then we're on call in case there's emergencies, there's issues, things that need to be talked through. But we're there to help support and let people know that you're not doing it alone. If you have an issue, if you have a problem, let's talk through it and identify what that solution is. Because if we don't have solution-based thinking where we reframe the negatives into positives, it's very easy to stay focused on a negative, which turns into more negative, which turns into more negative. So having a coach, having an accountability partner, think of it. If somebody goes to the gym, if you go to the gym and you're meeting a friend at the gym, number one, you're going to show up, because otherwise you're not going to hear about it from the friend. And when the friend is pushing themselves, you're going to push yourself harder. The days that you don't have that accountability partner, sometimes you maybe don't show up. Sometimes you don't push as hard. It's the same thing with coaching. So make sure there's that friend, that confidant, that coach that can help you identify those blind spots and power through them.
It's all, I love that, because it's also basically just surrounding yourself with people that are like-minded. The people that want good things for you help you because you're surrounding yourself with those people.
That's exactly right.
And always be challenged. Always be challenged, Herman, right?
I try to be.
That's right. That's Jeff Herman. I'm Dan Kurtz. Ben Newman on the line. We're talking some fire this morning, daily disciplines of life, and teammates. Our focus has been on teammates today, and surrounding yourself with those who make you better, make you great, and help you along. It's not about the end result, right, Newman? It's about the daily disciplines, and it's the process of how you get there.
Yeah, we've talked about that so many times live on air, and people hear it every time I'm on a stage. Is, you know, far too often, you know, we naturally think about those results that we can't control rather than pulling those results down, putting them right in front of our face, and identifying the daily disciplines, the action steps, the choices you can make every day that dictate what that future is going to look like.
Hey, go ahead, Terms.
Give people an idea. Now, Ben, I'm not trying to blow your horn here, but what time did you get up this morning? What time did you start working out?
I got up at 3:14 in the morning, so that's my wake-up time every single day. And we got a good workout in. You know, for me, it's a whole process, and I think that's important. Today, yeah, I kind of shake it up. It's different. Today was a 500 push-up workout with some curls and some calf work. And so I just try to switch it up to keep it going. But it's more than just a workout. It's things that we read that are positive, getting organized for the day, seeing what can be leveraged to our team, connecting with, you know, putting out those social media posts. It's the first thing I do every day. You know, if people look, my messages come out very early because I want to give to the world. I want that to be one of the first things. So it's social media posts. It's text messages that go to our clients and coaching, in our coaching work in sports and in business. So it's a whole process, but it starts early and we go hard all day.
Herman, do not ignore your calves. Don't ignore your calves, Herman.
I've been ignoring a lot of parts of my body
recently. I have to be very intentional with leg work, because all my guys in the NFL, when we go, the guys that I work with, they always make fun of me because I've got no legs. I've skipped legs far too often. So you see, I'm human.
Yeah, you're one of the gym guys that get in there doing your bench presses, doing your lats and your traps, and you're not doing any squats or lunges or anything like that.
So you always wear pants around Will Compton.
Probably wear pants in the gym. Don't wear shorts walking around with those little twiglets.
I knew that was coming. I could see Will Compton just telling you, hey, you need to go put some pants on.
And then he follows it up with, are those Lululemon? That's Ben Newman. I'm Dan Kurtz. We have been reliving some fire here. Ben, we're about finished with this segment. Do you have anything else that you want to throw out there for our listeners?
You know, I'd share with everybody. It's, so many have heard it, but for those that are new friends and listeners we haven't had time to spend together, you know, the greatest life lesson I ever learned, I learned it from my mom, and it's not how long you live, It's how you choose to live your life. So stay focused on winning each day. If you want big results, have a big vision, put them up on that canvas of your imagination, but recognize you got to pull it down. You got to go to work every day. Identify the daily disciplines that'll make you say, I won today based on my effort. Stay in your lane. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. Make good, solid choices every single day and keep writing your story.
That's it. Thanks, Ben, for calling in, brother.
Thanks, guys. Go do great things.
All right. That is Ben Newman, spreading the fire. He truly enjoys being on the radio with us, which is just remarkable, and it's humbling for me. I've known Ben, we're going on 13 years here now. I've known him for a while.
You know, one of the things he was talking about, and I've become, and I mean this seriously, recently a big believer in, if you're surrounded by people that are negative and you're surrounded by people that are always talking about bad things, it's going to drag you down. You need to surround yourself with people that are happy.
It's like being yelled at by head coaches on the basketball floor.
Not saying a word about that.
Well, that gets us to our break. We're more than halfway through, Herms.
Yeah,
I'm feeling good.
I think I just tore up the microphone, though. Do I have to pay McKernan for that?
I think you've been eating that thing over there.
I have no idea.
Hey, but that does it for that segment. We have been proudly subbing in for the Mole Hole. Randy Molman taking some time off. He is sponsored by 7th Street Bar and Grill. Remember, they got lots of TVs, games, everything you got there, happy hours, open for lunch daily. You tell them, hey, Randy Molman sent me in here, and see what that gets you there at 7th Street Bar and Grill, 1530 South 7th Street. When we come back, we may have the athletic director of St. Mary's High School join us and tell us about what's going on at Southside Prep Catholic down there off of Grand. This is The Mole Hole, KFNS 590 HD 105.7.2.